In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Videront in quo transfixerunt.
And they looked at the one that they pierced.
Tomorrow, we celebrate the feast of the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Tonight, the beauty of the calendar invites us to celebrate the first Friday, commemoration of the Sacred Heart.
As you know, every event, every piece of the divine plans are connected. And it is always interesting, I guess, to find how every different event, every different piece of this puzzle get together.
Creation, original sin, the promise, the incarnation, the presentation of Our Lady, the Sacred Heart, crucifixion and resurrection.
Tomorrow, for the first time, the Blessed Virgin Mary comes to the Holy Temple after the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, 40 days. Time allowed for us, for her to be purified. She comes to the house of God. She comes to her son's home, because the temple is the house of God, and God is her son.
All will see them walking into the temple, totally ignorant on the fact that the King of the King walks in his own house, under his own roof. Indeed, the temple is made for him. The Blessed Virgin Mary is the Ark of Alliance, and she sides with the holy casket containing the bread of heaven, the staff of Moses, etc. We will develop that tomorrow and Sunday. Tonight, I would like to point out the similarities existing between the open heart of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, on the side of his mother, and the presentation. Old Simeon is well aware about the Holy Scriptures. He knows Isaiah and all the prophecies. And he's given this mystical vision among the crowd, among all these mothers and children that are presented to the temple. He singularizes the baby Jesus and his mother. Yes, father, mother, and child fulfilling their duties. Nothing in their appearances put them out from the crowd. They are like poor people. Nobody knows about the fact that they are the heir of David. They just bring the turtle dove. And they come to redeem the one that does not need to be redeemed, but the one who is the Redeemer. They come to purify the one mother among all that is not soiled by the shedding of blood, because that mother is the one who remains a virgin.
Yes, nothing in their appearance pointed out who they were. And yet we can imagine easily how this particular family must have departed from anyone in the crowd. Indeed, holiness cannot stay hidden. The one who are holy shine. They shine like a candle on the housetop. Could we not imagine the lasting impression given by the person of Saint Joseph? Can you imagine how the humility, the modesty, the beauty of the Blessed Virgin Mary stand alone? And what to say about the perfection of this little baby? But Simeon was not deceived. He saw through a mystical vision that this child will be an object of contradiction. The mother heart is going to be pierced with 7 swords. What's something to say to these young parents? Indeed, this child that is presented to the priest, this discreet mother will soon, few 30 years later, be on the stage. And the tender heart of the child will gush blood and water, because this heart will be pierced with a lance. And through the heart of the child, that the heart of the mother that is touched and pierced as well. Yes, indeed, Simeon was right. Both mother and child are going to suffer under the co-redemption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And Simeon take on his hand the little baby and present to the world for the first time this child, holding him high. Tomorrow, 30 years later, the child will be presented again to the world. But the arms holding him will be nothing else than the wood of the cross. And the mother, like tomorrow in the temple, will be there at the foot of the cross, standing, silent, meditating all these offerings and offering her own son to the Father. Shall we learn a little bit on this first Friday from them? Shall we learn a little bit of humility when we are asked to fulfill the laws, the duties, while we think that we are above them? Mary and Jesus were above the law, and they fulfill it simply. Shall we learn of the modesty and the generosity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, giving her own person, giving her own child for us? May we be transformed by this light. May we shine ourselves. May we claim loud our love for God. May we cease to complain about this little cross that we face day after day,
and that we cry about God and say, my God is too heavy for me. What is that? It's not. We can bear it, we can take it, because we are invited by God to do so. That's what we are invited to do, along Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.